It's hard to believe that it's been nearly 6 months since Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art opened in Bentonville. Aside from the ponds, which have been completed and filled with water, little has changed with regard to the museum's exterior. On the inside, however, administrators have been working hard on making room for the museum's first major traveling temporary exhibition. The exhibit, titled The Hudson River School, Nature and the American Vision, will open to the public tomorrow and be on display through September 3rd. During a preview event yesterday, Kevin Murphy, curator of American art at Crystal Bridges, said the exhibit is incredibly appropriate for the young museum.
I'm not sure whether we could have inaugurated what I hope will be a very ambitious program of both hosting wonderful exhibitions from other institutions, but also soon beginning our own program of generating exhibitions with something as appropriate for Crystal Bridges as Hudson River School of Nature and the American Vision. The core of our identity as an institution really is art and nature. And this exhibition brings together 45 paintings by artists that we associate with the Hudson River School of landscape painting, which flourished from about 1830 to about 1875. And all of those paintings in some way speak to the experience of America and nature. Crystal Bridges has a very nice collection of many of the artists represented, but they're represented with one or maybe two paintings. This exhibition is going to allow our guests to really get a sense of the depth and richness of the school as a whole.
The exhibit features landscape paintings from the collection of the New York Historical Society by artists such as John F. Kensett, Asher B. Durand, and Thomas Cole. Dr. Linda Ferber, Vice President and Senior Art Historian of the New York Historical Society, served as the organization's representative at yesterday's preview event.
The exhibition, as Kevin said, as Don said, is really, from our point of view also, it's kind of a perfect fit for the collection, the strength already of the Hudson River School holdings and the general survey of what we call historic American art, which is basically 18th, 19th, and maybe up until the First World War. The society is extraordinarily rich in works of that period. It kind of falls off a cliff in the early 20th century, because it is a museum of both art and history, and there are wonderful accidents in a sense, as in chance favors the prepared mind, but they are in a sense accidents that have built one of the most extraordinary art collections at the New York Historical Society, which is the oldest nude museum in New York, founded in 1804. So it's quite wonderful to have the oldest museum in New York welcoming the newest museum in the United States.
The exhibit has been able to be loaned out because the New York Historical Society was closed for renovations for nearly 2 years. Kevin Murphy, the curator of American art, explains the stop at Crystal Bridges is the final in a four-city tour before the pieces will be returned to New York.
It was really generous of the New York Historical Society to allow us to take this exhibition now when we did. They waited for us to open. This is the last stop on its tour. Many of these paintings don't travel very often, and so I think most of us will only really be able to see them again in New York. The New York Historical Society, one thing I think that maybe Dr. Ferber didn't mention is that they reopened their spaces on 11-11-11. So exactly the same day that we did. But that meant that they reopened their space completely renovated without any of these works of art, because they were allowing us to have them here. So I think, and that really does speak to the support that Crystal Bridges has from the museum community and really the generosity of the New York Historical Society. So this will be the last place to see all of these together until they get back to New York.
The exhibit will be on display in the gallery that was previously occupied by Wonder World, an exhibition featuring contemporary works from the museum's permanent collection. Murphy says they were pleased by the response to that exhibit and notes that several of the pieces will be finding new homes throughout the museum during the next few months.
People really miss it. And over the summer, we're going to be putting key works of back in. So the Baldessari ear will go back in, the Paik, and a few other things. So sort of the Karen Lamonts will actually go out into this corridor space, so it'll be lit by natural light. In the fall, right now we're in the initial planning stages of doing an exhibition that focuses on the Dan Flavin fluorescent light piece and also on James Turrell. Because we felt like we couldn't really, the place that we had for the Flavin was didn't quite show it to its best advantage, and we feel like a light is such an important metaphor and really medium and subject for American artists that we want to look at light from the 19th century all the way up to the 21st. We're still, David Houston and I are very much in the planning stages. We're hoping that will be our next exhibition, but if not, it'll be certainly something that we'll be focused on in the future.
The gallery has been completely redesigned for the Hudson River School exhibition. One room features a new doorway, while another features a new partial wall. Murphy says he tried to create a period feel with this exhibit. He hung the paintings a bit lower than they were in the last exhibition because he wanted to underscore that these paintings were commissioned and purchased for people's homes. Murphy also wanted to create a rich color palette, and he drew inspiration from the paintings themselves.
The purple room that we're in is kind of the idea of Purple Mountain's majesty. A lot of the paintings, you'll see the mountains in the far background have a purplish tone because of the way we experience what we call aerial perspective. There are these great two paintings of Niagara, so I thought that the second that I knew were going to be the highlight of the second space, so blue indicating kind of water, and then we move into the Catskills and so Lake George, so we did sort of a brown for Earth, and then my favorite painting in the course of Empire is Destruction. It's always more fun to see how things are torn down maybe than built up. But that painting is all about fire and the city that's burning. So I created sort of a red there. So we almost did sort of an elemental thing. Sort of air, water, earth, and fire is exactly what the color story was for me.
Murphy says when you have an exhibition that is already so well curated, you start thinking through how it was originally curated. He says he was able to view the exhibit while it was on display at the Amon Carter Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, and he knew that he wanted to keep the idea of a journey in this exhibition.
Because the care that Linda and her colleagues, Linda Ferber at the New York Historical Society, and her colleagues took in curating this exhibition so that it really gives you a sense of the idea of these artists going on a journey, beginning in New York City, but then traveling locally to the Catskills and then up to New England, but also down to South America, all the way to Yosemite in California. And I wanted to keep that sense, so I wanted to create a more directed experience than Wonderworld, where you could access Wonderworld for really almost any point. But here you come in and we've put up some blocking devices, some scrims, so that you're really kind of forced into the room where the creepy Canadian rubber man used to be. And that starts your journey, and then you exit out, and then finally come to the culmination of the exhibition, which is the Course of Empire, which I really feel like is so resonant to issues even today, and it shows how American art speaks across centuries, I think. And I wanted to create a sort of very contemplative space where one could think through what those paintings maybe still mean to us, but also look at the incredible detail. There are thousands of figures in the consummation of the largest scene, and also in the destruction. I've seen these paintings a few times, but I'm still noticing new things. I noticed in the last painting, Desolation, after the civilization has been destroyed, that there's a little beautiful salamander on the column that I'd never noticed before. And I looked at these many times, but I'm still learning things about these paintings, and I'm really glad to have that quiet space to do that.
A partial wall helps section off the five paintings in Thomas Cole's allegorical series, The Course of Empire, from the rest of the exhibit and really helps create that quiet space. The wall opposite of the paintings is empty and completely dark with no light shining on it. The focus is the five paintings, and Murphy says he feels that they are so dense and rich in content and meaning that there doesn't need to be anything else in that large space because the paintings fill it up both physically and intellectually. If you would like to see more of Thomas Cole's paintings, you're in luck, because a week from tomorrow, on May 12th, the museum will open another exhibition titled American Encounters, Thomas Cole and the Narrative Landscape. The exhibit represents the first in a 4-year collaboration between Crystal Bridges, the Louvre, the High Museum of Art, and the Terra Foundation for American Art.
It brings together 4 great paintings by Cole, 1 from each of the collections, a great early painting by Durand, and then a painting from the Louvre by a 17th century French artist who Cole looked at and admired and was influenced by. We're going to have more Cole. So we're opening really 2 exhibitions back to back, 1 large, 1 small. So there's a lot of things happening here.
American Encounters, Thomas Cole and the Narrative Landscape will be on display May 12th through August 13th, and admission is free. The Hudson River School, Nature and the American Vision will go on display tomorrow and will be up through September 3rd. Tickets to the exhibit are $5 for non-members ages 18 and older. Admission is free for museum members and guests 17 and younger. More information is available at crystalbridges.org.